Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Happy Metal Tales. I'm your host, Steve Kitts. Sam wanders into Sunny Meadow. As the sun dipped low on the horizon, casting a warm golden glow, our young skunk friend, Sam, found himself wandering from his barnyard home in Happy Meadow to a new meadow, Sunny Meadow. His nose twitched with curiosity as he took in the sights and sounds of this new surroundings. The tall grass swayed gently in the breeze, and the scent of wildflowers filled the air. As Sam ventured further into Sunny Meadow, his senses were alive with sights and sounds of the new and exciting place. He suddenly heard a rustling in the bushes nearby. His heart pounded with both excitement and a hint of nervousness as he cautiously approached the sound of the noise. To his surprise, out stepped Brom the Bear, his gentle eyes filled with curiosity as he regarded the young skunk before him. "Well, hello there, little fella," Brom said. His voice was soothing and gentle as the breeze. "What brings you to our neck of the woods?" Sam couldn't help but be a little excited and a little nervous meeting such a big and friendly bear. He stammered out a greeting saying, "Hi, I'm Sam. I'm new here. I was just exploring." Brom, with a big old smile, sensed that Sam was apprehensive. "Well, Sam, you're more than welcome here in Sunny Meadows. We're a friendly bunch, always happy to welcome new friends." Just as Sam was about to respond to that, a sudden movement out of the corner of his eyes startled him, causing him to jump in surprise. That sudden movement was Picky rushing past Brom to meet the new guest. In his state of startled, he accidentally released a small spray of his potent odor, which whiffed through the air with a pungent intensity. Brom, taken back by the unexpected spray, blinked in surprise before chuckling softly and saying, "Well now, no harm done there, Sam. Just a little skunk surprise, huh? Happens to the best of us." Embarrassed by his unintentional outburst, Sam blushed furiously, his cheeks flushed with embarrassment. "I'm so sorry, Brom. I didn't mean to." But Brom waved away his apology and wiped his eyes with a reassuring smile. "No apology, Sam. We all have our little quirks and surprises, and that's what makes us all unique." With that, Brom reached out to give Sam a bear hug. Picky extended his paw of friendship, offering Sam a warm and welcoming smile. And he also offered his own hug to Sam, but Sam refused. Sam was relieved by Brom and Picky's understanding and acceptance, and it put a grateful smile upon his face. "Thank you, Brom and Picky," Sam said sincerely. "I'm really glad I came to Sunny Meadow." And so, as the sun dipped down below the horizon and the stars began to twinkle in the night sky, Sam found himself welcome into the fold of Sunny Meadow. They laughed and they joked and they carried on until the evening. But as Brom and Picky wandered back into Sunny Meadow together, their laughter was echoing through the trees. Sam stood there, watched and waved. Now Sam headed back to the barnyard, where he couldn't help but thinking that he had found a home in this magical place. The end.